knows about that. Is it gossip? No, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold. Well, I'm sold. Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for January 29th. Or as like we like to say, it's the day after Joey Fatone's birthday. Woohoo!
Yay!
Giggles Del Campo is here, as Hello. Always, and Turkey Turchin, because
Hello
guess what?
There.
It is our reality roundup.
It sure is. It's also my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Bobby T.
Daddy Turchin. And happy birthday, Joey Fatone. And happy birthday, Nick Carter.
Lots of boy band birthdays.
Two boy banders, same day. And then Justin's is on the 31st.
Happy early birthday, yeah. Justin.
That would make you Aquarius, right? Yes. Aquarius, end of January. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. So, yay. Happy birthday.
He has a big birthday coming, doesn't he?
Justin is 40. Yes. Yes. Finally, he's caught up to us.
Finally.
Yeah. And I like that he's turned 40, because then I can be like, I'm only a year older than you now.
Oh, wait, you're...
I'm 41.
Oh, that's right. I can never remember anymore.
Just for a few months, I can say, you're only a year older than me.
That's true. Idiot,
whatever.
That's true.
All right, guys. Today on Reality Roundup, what are you going to be talking about? We have caught up with all the housewives.
I mean, we have Atlanta.
There's a lot.
Orange County, mm-hmm. Salt Lake City, and Dallas.
And this is our last talk with Orange County because that was the reunion.
It was.
And I think we're gonna get into the juice, I think, more of obviously Orange County. There was a lot of stuff that happened on Salt Lake City too. I feel like we can discuss.
Yeah, because I mean the other two, they were fine.
We're fine, but like not like too much drama.
No, Salt Lake delivered. No. Y'all are going to be talking a lot about that.
Yes.
Yeah. It sure did.
Jinshaw crazy.
So we'd like to start with like what's one should we start with? I mean, we can just fly by like the first two. Just give a little update on what happened, and then we'll really get to the other two. Because I think...
Yeah. So all the trips basically this season because of COVID had to really be like pared down, you know? Orange County, they went to Lake Arrowhead, which is right outside of LA. Salt Lake City went to Las Vegas. And then Atlanta, they went to somewhere in North Carolina, some beach. I can't remember the name. Anyway, so Kenya, who loves to start drama, decided just to take one of the girls with her and her nanny and her baby on a private plane. And all the other girls
had... Not her private plane.
Not her private plane.
She found a nice new rich friend.
Yes. But all the other girls going on the trip had to ride in a Sprinter van, which is like a nice van. You know, it's fine under normal circumstances. But if you had the option to fly on a private plane... Who's not going to take that? Anyway, and to top things off, you know, they're going from Atlanta in the summer to North Carolina, or maybe it's South. It's one of the Carolinas. Anyway, the AC is not working. So now they're sweating and hot in this van, and they are pissed because they didn't get to go on the private plane, which I don't blame them for. I'd be mad too if I was in a van with no air conditioning. In Atlanta.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a hot van in hot Atlanta.
For 5 hours, right? Like, who wants to do? I would have been like, pull this thing over. I'm getting out. And I'm going.
And I love that Kenya didn't even tell anyone else about the baby coming, you know, because some of them have kids that they would have loved to have brought. But Kenya got to bring it and no one else.
Like Candy just had a baby. I mean, a couple months, like around the same age, Portia.
A few of them just did. Sorry, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Kenya is the worst. I say it every time, but she's like akin to so many other housewives. There's always one, like a Jinshaw, like whatever. They're just think about themselves. Mm-hmm. They expect everybody to bend to their will and be this like upstanding person, but then they do shady shit and then they like qualify it in their head. Well, right. I'm a new mother. Well, it's like, well, so are they. Just extend the courtesy. She's just not a courteous person. And I just think she's
She's very selfish.
She's a selfish egotistical narcissist.
She's a beast.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just like, you get beast. Over yourself, woman.
And I mean, I feel like everybody could have flown on that plane.
Yes, of course. But she wants to be special. And it's like, Well, don't say, then don't tell anybody. Say you're going separately and don't give them details. Expect to tell one woman and not going to tell the rest of the group. You stuck them in a van and you're going to go on a private plane.
Right. And especially since the AC broke.
Yeah, and the AC broke for 5 hours. Uh-uh.
No, I literally would have been like, pull this over. I would get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they got to, was it North Carolina?
South Carolina. South Carolina.
They got there and
I don't even remember.
I don't either.
I don't think it's very eventful.
No, but I feel like they did discuss the private plane.
Yeah, they get in a fight over the private plane, and then we see in the next episode Marlo and Kenya are gonna get in a fight again, and Marlo's gonna storm off.
And Marlo did come.
Oh yes. She came in like full hazmat gear, wiping down everything. You know, you can't be too safe.
No, she must have been so hot.
So hot. So that was pretty much Atlanta.
Yes.
It was, you know, pretty non-eventful. And then on Dallas, you know, instead of, again, not much drama. It's Brandy's birthday. They give her a surprise, mm-hmm. another on a van with no toilet.
Until Brandy brings her
Her
sons.
So Brandy brings her little son's little potty, you know, in case mm-hmm. they have to make potty breaks on their, you know, fun booze cruise up to a vineyard. But, okay, I have to... Carrie.
Oh, I can't.
She's so annoying. And I know people like her. It's like she picks, it's like one, she like makes everything a joke, but she'll like extend it forever and ever and just go on about one little thing you did that could be wrong. And it's just like, shut up, woman.
I know.
Like, you are so freaking annoying.
I know. Like, Deandra's trying to do something nice, have a little party for Brandy, who doesn't to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
And Carrie didn't like the tequila because it wasn't cold enough. Deandra didn't bring
the
wine.
Oh, you're a horrible host. And then they're eating their food. And they're like, oh. And Cameron's like, this is the most beautiful like charcuterie table plate I've ever seen. And Carrie goes, oh, well, she didn't make it. The vineyard made it. It's not like she had anything to do with it. It's like she planned this whole freaking thing. Like, you don't make any of this shit at your party too, woman.
Yeah, no, she's
so annoying.
I mean, leave Deandra alone. Like, she constantly picks at her. I would blow up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how, well, Deandra
she did.
Like, and you just don't do that. It's somebody's trying to do a nice thing for a friend. You don't like make them feel bad in front of everyone.
But like
too.
She did the same thing last year with Leanne with the dress. It's like, yeah, Leanne was a psycho, but like she just goes on and on. She gets one little nugget. She thinks it's so funny.
And it's
like, okay, you already beat this like annoying little joke to death. And now you're just freaking rude and annoying.
It's
just
to the point of like bullying, really. Like,
I know. And this going on, oh my God, I'm turning 50. Can you believe it? And like you have a sexy photo shoot. It's like, and like showing your daughter who doesn't give a shit about your sexy photos.
Oh, the daughter was so funny. I like doing the impressions.
It's like, don't show your depressed daughter who's going through stuff. Just like all your photos of like you like being a hoochie. Like, like looking for, well, it's like, that's like she's going through issues and all you're worrying about is like,
is yourself.
Oh, how do I look in there? Can you believe I'm 50? She's like, yeah, I can. You're my mom. Like no one cares. And that's what she says on the camera. She's like, oh, can you believe I'm 50? She's like, guess what?
No one cares.
Literally nobody cares you're turning 50.
No. I'm in that party.
Me too.
So yeah, that's basically all of Dallas. Next week looks good. I hope that Deandra really gives it to Carrie because I'm sick of her nitpicking.
Me too.
Okay. Over. Now we're going northwest to Orange County.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's northwest.
Right?
Yeah, it's more west. Yeah, it's a little northwest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we start off with a bang on the reunion because last week, Bronwyn offered Shannon Bedore's 14-year-old daughter drugs.
Okay, so that's where the last reunion went.
Left off.
So, yeah, left off with Shannon saying, you offered my daughter, you know, drugs. And then you said, like, you know, just let me know if you want to find the good drugs. I know the people. And
so
then Bronwyn's initial response was just like, it was straight face. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. And then all the women are like, you're sorry. Like, that's your response. And then she clearly broke down. Mm-hmm. And she was like, honestly, I don't remember. But like, I was a crazy alcoholic. So like, I did. And said things that probably were so bad, but I have no recollection because I was drunk all the time.
Do you think the apology was sincere?
Bronwyn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
I mean, she broke down. I mean, you can tell she was mortified.
I mean, 100%.
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah, and I like that Shannon was like, I accept your apology.
Exactly. Like she's not going to beat, like, she's not going to pull a Kelly Dodd and be, okay, first of all, I had to get into Kelly Dodd. I can talk about this for a long time.
Well.
But you guide us.
Oh, no, no, it's fine. I do want to point out that Emily, she looks really, really good.
She looks great because you know what? No more hair extensions, Emily.
No, she looks gorgeous.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry. I was talking about Gina.
Oh, Gina. Gina looks great, too.
Gina, because, you know, Emily's been working on herself. She lost, like, you know, 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. She's feeling good. She got her hip redone. She can move.
She looks great.
And she looks great, yeah.
Can we talk about how Shane really is the dark horse of the season? I love Shane now.
Me, too. Talk about, like, a character, a husband, really doing a 180 because he was pretty just unbearable before.
Yeah,
he was literally a little troll, but now he's a funny troll.
Yeah, he really is. Like when he rode the bus to Bronwyn's vow renewal. Yeah,
you could tell he's learned his lesson and he's seen himself on TV and has probably gained a little more introspection on how he looks.
Yeah, because he looked awful.
So hopefully that's like a permanent thing. Because
we're rooting for you, Shane.
We are.
Okay, now it's on to Kelly Dodd.
Lord.
And her Drunk Lives Matter.
Amongst so many other things. Okay.
She's the worst.
And this is the thing. Kelly is another person, like we'll get to Jen Shaw, who is so always on the defense where it's like she automatically has to attack. Even if she senses any bit of someone going to criticize her, she has to just go for the jugular and say stupid shit. But apart from that, she also is just very ignorant. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's like an active racist. Like, I don't think she's like, obviously like, oh, whatever.
Well, she's black.
Oh, God. We're going to have to get into that too. But yeah, like saying, oh, what do you mean a drunk wives matter? I mean, it was because we're around drunk wives. And she's like, it was nothing to do with the movement. But it's like that, of course it does. Well, you're wearing a shirt, a thing mocking a movement about black people being killed. And you are making a joke about this being a drunk wife instead. Like, it'd be like having like a Holocaust like memorial like type thing and then making a joke about it and be like, oh, is this funny? Like, no, it's not.
Well, she said that the hat was from a long time ago. And
2 years ago.
She was just trying everything on in her shower. It was a play on words.
She literally took a picture of it though with her. Like they pushed a photo for this. She took a selfie. So no, you know what you do. You put it out there.
Yeah, I love when she was like, it was a play on words, but now she can see how it was offensive.
Yeah, it is a play on words. That is offensive. Like what? Yeah. Like how do you not get that? You're 45 years old or however old you are now. Mm-hmm. Like get a freaking clue. Like you have no excuse for this anymore.
No.
And then what else? I mean, all the things she says, like she just says ignorant stuff. And
she does. Yeah.
Do I think she means to say the things she does in that, you know, bigoted sense? Mm. No, but what she says is bigoted and that's a form of racism.
It is.
You're propagating all of this doo-doo.
Yeah.
When they say like what you said, she goes, well, what about blah, blah, blah? What about like, don't, you can't defend yourself with saying what about something else. And that's all she does. That's okay. You're just deflecting. Well, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
So, totally. Okay. What about Antifa? It's like, okay. Or when she said to Andy, well, a lot of people don't think you're American. I get told. Well, it's like, yeah, there are a bunch of racist bigots that are telling you that.
Exactly.
So you're proving her point yet again.
Yeah. No, she's just so like on a different planet.
On a different planet. And yes, that's the reason people and audience members love Kelly Dodd to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because of her mouth. And she would just say outrageous things. But like we're in a territory now where she's saying offensive things. I mean, they were always offensive, but they were offensive to a particular person.
Right.
You know, they weren't offensive to an entire group of people.
Right.
And she just needs to get her head out of her ass and stop being such a narcissist and like so stubborn and be able to see that.
I agree. I feel like her daughter is more self-aware and educated than she is.
Substantially more. All of the daughters are.
I know.
For all of these women.
It's true. And I mean, I guess it's also like a generational thing and they're growing up like.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, the kids for sure, obviously. Yes. But then Kelly Dodd, I'm not racist. I'm black. I'm sorry. When she said that, my mouth. First of all, Gina's a facial expressions when everybody's talking.
I know.
Or like she's not my new favorite from OC.
I love Gina.
Because like I relate to everything that her face
says.
Yes.
I'm
black. And Andy's like, Kelly.
Come on.
You're not. She's like, do you identify as black? Well, no. Okay. Well, then you can't say you're black. Well, I have black and I have a Native American. Oh, okay, but do you identify as a Native American? No.
No.
She's like, well, yeah, well, I'm Mexican, you know? And it's like, yeah, but you lived the life as a passable white privileged woman in Orange County. No one sees you. And it's like, look at that Mexican woman. Oh,
married
she's a Mexican.
To a Fox News correspondent.
Yeah, and you look as white as can be. You look like, yeah, you might have some like Spanish in your blood, but right. Like you live the life of a white woman. Don't try to say, oh, I have black friends, so I can't be racist. She literally said that.
Yes.
Like, oh, I have gay friends. I can't be a homophobe. Oh, I have black friends, and I'm apparently black, which is not true. It's like Lance when he used to say he was Native American because he had like 1/28th Native American in him.
I never said I was American Indian. I said that I was
Native American. Huh? That's what I said.
Native American. American Indian. Does that mean?
Same thing.
Is that even a thing? American Indian.
I was just saying, no,
isn't
you haven't
the same
said
thing.
It is. You missed my
joke.
Yeah,
I never said I was Native American.
Yes.
I said that I had some Native American blood.
He goes, I identify as a Native American. Well, and
you said Cherokee to me.
You tried to get your license changed, Lance. You tried to get your passport changed, your license changed. All you tried to get his whole thing changed.
If you're just going to lie, then you know, I can just go into the other room.
Well, I... Well,
you lie like a rug.
Lying like a rug. Just kidding.
And by the way, I'm not Choctaw at all. So we found out that my great-great-grandmother that we thought was Choctaw is not at all. So.
No, so it's actually 0% Native American.
I'm 0.1. But
no,
like,
no.
Yes. Well, less than 1%.
Who in your family has the Native American?
That would be, well, we
they
thought do, my
they
mom
don't know.
Said, but we don't.
Oh, you don't
It's
know?
As much as like I'm African is what he's
Native
American.
I'm less than 1%
so
African.
So like
really?
Literally.
Yeah. I didn't know
so
that.
He's not.
So you're not Choctaw.
No.
I'm not. Sorry. Sorry
but,
to burst
but
your
if
bubble.
If you see a picture of my great-great-grandmother, you would totally think.
Whose mom? Like what?
I guess it was my papa's
Because he was darker complected than any of your other grandparents.
And my mom is dark complected and, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got your genealogy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kelly sucks. I mean...
I know. And it's like, again, like it's a bummer because she's like good for the show because she kind of instigates things. Wow. She says funny things. But like it's getting to a point where it's kind of like,
you can't do it anymore.
You can't do it anymore. It's like you can't really give a pass to your being an idiot when you're like being super offensive and whatever.
Exactly.
So,
I wanted to talk about Elizabeth for a second.
Can we please? First of all, I hope she does not return as a housewife.
Me too.
One of the worst new housewives ever.
Well, she just seems so phony to me.
She's so phony. She's like, I tried to have this image of perfection. I'm like, really? Because you look like a hot mess every time you walk onto the screen.
Yes, I agree. And like,
but she lies. You can tell she's insecure and she's a pathological liar.
I agree.
She's a pathological liar. Mm-hmm. She just says things and probably in the moment and then was like, oh, crap, I kind of fudged that because I don't want to say whatever the truth is.
Right.
But then she like is wrong and strong about it. And yeah, so it's like, who are you? Like, I know nothing about this woman.
I know. It's very bizarre. I agree. Like, I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but... She doesn't need to come back.
No, it's like finally at the end, she says, you know, she was in a cult and abused and all that stuff. And it's like, I was so scared all of you would hate me. It's like, first of all, why? Why would all these grown ass women gonna hate you? You're not like in a playground. Like, they're gonna be like, oh my God, you grew up in a abused. Oh, I can't talk to you.
It's right. Just, no.
And then it's just, she lies. Like, oh, this, everything she says was a lie.
Right.
I don't believe anything she said about her relationship with Jimmy, why they didn't have sex. And then she's like, I'm bisexual. And I loved Ron was like, well, I thought you were a lesbian, which is what I thought too. I'm like, well, that's why she's not having sex with Jimmy.
Right.
And because she's a lesbian, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Just come out with it. Yeah. Maybe she's not comfortable enough. You know, like maybe
she's halfway. I mean, she says she's bi. I mean, how am I? No, I don't know what she is. But
I mean, we don't know because we know nothing about her.
Nothing about her. But she's just not. She doesn't know how to play the game of this. She's not interesting.
Like, I agree.
You have to like really open up your life on these shows to be interesting. You know, can't.
You know who's a great addition to the Housewives?
Who?
Dr. Tiffany Moon on Dallas.
Love her.
She's amazing.
She is great. I love like showing her with her chill, her little cute girl.
Yeah, she seems like a really good mom.
And she's a good mom. She's like an actual
amazing doctor.
A great doctor. And
that was so impressive when she, you know, when she was getting tested about the guy choking.
That was so cool.
Yes.
I didn't know that like that's how it was done.
Yeah,
I
mean, I guess you gotta get training every couple
years. You
can
just see through the heartbeat what's happening. She knew he was choking by his heartbeat.
Like, yeah. What was that? It was so cool. And I love it like, that she talks about being raised by a tiger mom. And like, I don't know. I just love her. I love everything about
her. Me too. And she's like, she's like, you know, like doesn't like getting, having whooping it up per se, but like, she's not like a stick in the mud about
it.
Not like Cameron still talking about the damn chicken foot. It's like, okay, we get it. You didn't want to eat that chicken foot. You don't have to talk about it in every single episode, how it scarred you.
And the redhead, the redhead friend. What's her purpose? You know,
she's just like the new friend. I don't mind her per se. It's just she hasn't said anything that's bothered me.
Well, because she's boring.
Like, well, yeah.
There's nothing like.
She's just like, you know, friend of.
Yeah.
They always throw in a friend of.
Yeah. Sorry. I brought it back to Dallas. Okay. So the OC reunion wraps up with poor Sean Burke.
Oh, God. So they bring Sean, Bronwyn's husband. I love him. I think Sean's coming out. And then Shannon's like, who's Sean? Like, the husband. She's like, oh God, okay.
The husband with the statement necklace.
With a statement necklace. So poor Sean comes out and he really is like, seems like such a nice person.
I know. I do feel bad for Sean.
So, you know, it's been a wild year for them. Mm-hmm. Bronwyn is...
She's all over the place.
All over the place. I'm sorry. She doesn't need to be on a reality show because Bronwyn... No. You know what? I have nothing against Bronwyn. I liked her when she first came on the show just because she seemed like a nice person. And I still think she is a nice person. But like, I think, you know, the attention and the fame has, you know, gotten to her a bit. Like,
agreed.
You know, as a lot of people do when they become famous, you know, she enjoys it. She enjoys the spotlight. And it's, again, nothing wrong with that. But if you're going through your addiction right now and you're trying to be sober and you're just coming out as a lesbian and you have 7 children and you're trying to keep it all together
and stay married and
stay married. This is not the time to just be thinking about yourself and doing photo shoots and this and that and interviews all the time. It's like, or being on a TV show. Cause it's, I mean, I'm sure that it was helpful, the show, because it brought these things out. Who knows if it would have come to fruition, all of this.
Right.
But now that it is, you have a whole family you have to, like, deal with.
Seven
kids. Children. So think about them and maybe, you know, get out of the limelight for a bit.
Yeah, focus on your family. And, like, Sean just seems like a really nice, supportive person.
And it's like what he said. It's like, she kind of wants to have her cake and eat it.
Yeah, 100%.
He's, you know, Andy's like, so you're a lesbian, so you're not attracted to men. No. Were you ever attracted to Sean? Sad. And she finally looks and she's like, no, I've never been attracted. He's sitting next holding her hand. I've never been attracted to my husband.
That would be so awful
and
to
saying,
hear.
Yeah, because like, she's a lesbian. And of course he's like, yeah, of course that's heartbreaking. But he's like, but oddly enough, like, the fact that she said it and it's now we know this is like their underlying issue, it took a weight off of him. So just that, even though it's horrible to
hear.
And
he said that, right?
Yeah, he's like, well, at least I know now, like this is the underlying issues. And like, so it's not my fault. It's this issue.
This.
And it took a lot of pressure off of him thinking like, what am I doing wrong per se?
And another thing that like, that I love that Gina spoke up about was the fact that Bronwyn has hit Sean.
Yes.
And I mean,
multiple times.
It's only a couple times that she's been vocal about.
Yeah.
We don't know. Could be a lot. I'm sure it was a lot more.
Yeah.
And Gina's like, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And it's not okay just because he's a man.
Exactly.
It does not matter. That's still like domestic violence.
No, it is. And there's also always stigma with that. You know, obviously a man should never hit a woman. Never.
No.
But in the opposite, no woman should ever hit a man either.
For like
if
no
it's not
reason.
Self, if it's not for like defending yourself, then no, you don't put your hands on people, especially someone you're dating, like ever. It's the same thing.
Or that you've been married to for 20 years.
And I understand she's a crazy alcoholic at that point. So like, I mean, I just look at an episode of Intervention, how crazy they act and like will smack their mom and they have to like get tackled to the floor.
Right.
So like, I get it. She was going through it. But I do kind of like they say to Bronwyn, like, you, I feel horrible for Sam because you want to have your cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. You want him. She's like, I don't want to get divorced. And they're like, of course you don't.
Right.
He pays for everything. You have right. a big old 10,000 square foot house with your seven children. He fixes everything for you. He does everything for you. He mm-hmm. fixes your problems. He lets you have all these girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's not doing the same thing. And then she finally said, like, well, if he finds someone that he's really interested, which he mm-hmm. is, he's dating someone now, Sean.
Oh, good. Good for yeah, Sean.
He's dating this younger woman. I think there were like a video of them at a restaurant, like kissing, like giving a smooch.
Aw.
Well,
good for Sean.
Yeah. But like, I feel like she's the, like, he, if that's the relationship they're going to have, having, you know, they're right. they want to stay married because they are best friends and they mm-hmm. like living together and that, and they want to have their, hey, you know what? This is 2021.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever works for your family, I think is fine. As long as you respect each other and you're all in agreement, mm-hmm. fine. But it doesn't seem like he has that capability really.
Exactly.
Like he has to take care of you, let you have your girlfriends, go on
pay
your trips,
your lifestyle.
Pay for your lifestyle. And you have seven children.
Right.
And that's what he said. He's like, ultimately, at the end of the day, my happiness comes through my children. So as long as like they're happy and they're good about mm-hmm. all of this, then I'm good. Like I don't right. need to be dating. It's not that important for me at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's a human being.
Right.
So like.
Totally.
I feel for him.
And I mean, but Dr. Deb raised Bronwyn and she's a.
Well, I feel bad for Bronwyn in that respect
right.
because you can tell her mother is a complete narcissist.
Yeah.
She is. She's
look at me.
And before she looked the way she did mm-hmm. now, which and the way she looks how she does now is clearly for attention. You can tell
yeah.
she wants attention because how she looked before, she was this real big boob, fake boob, blonde.
Right.
Just like looked like Beverly Hills, like, mm-hmm. you know, like. Gold digger looking woman. Like mm-hmm. not that she was successful in her right. own right. But like you can tell she liked looking attractive and you can mm-hmm. tell she's like very full of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's this hippy dippy Burning Man, like yarn in my hair.
Oh,
but it's also
so
people look at you now. Like people,
yeah.
you attract attention. I feel like she wants attention and she's passed this down to her daughter.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So it's like she's a product of her mom. And
yeah.
you could tell it messed her up.
You can tell. All right. So OC ended with them toasting with a mocktail. And
yes.
And that was that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it ended. I wonder how it's going to. Yeah. I wonder how it's going to be next season. Just
right.
in terms of like who's going to come back, who's not. Because I feel like the OC cast now is at a weird spot where
it
there's
really
not a
is.
Lot of heavy hitters on the show.
Nope.
It was also a much shorter season. But
yeah.
it's like it's kind of the season of all of the extras I have added on over the past few years
uh-huh.
that were never like the crux of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like the B squad. So it's mm-hmm. a lot of B squads on this show now.
Yeah, it really is. Like I just wonder how it would have been if Tamara would have been on
exactly.
this season. I feel like we need Tamara.
I know. Like I was like happy to see when she did leave because
mm-hmm.
it was like enough. But sometimes I think housewives need to leave for like a couple seasons and then come back.
Bring back.
And
bring
then it's
back.
Fine. You know what I mean? Like even if mm-hmm. Vicky, like let Vicky cool off. You know, we don't need her. I don't want her back. But like if she came back in like, you know, a year or two, I'd be like, okay, we'll see how this goes. Maybe
yeah.
see how she's changed or if she has. She'll never come back.
I wish Gina Keo would come back. I really
Me
love Gina.
Too. She was good at starting shit too.
She was. But let's bring Gina back.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we're going to finish our Housewives tour. Salt Lake City. Well, Vegas.
Okay, yeah. Salt Lake City, but they're in Vegas now. Okay, this is a good episode.
This was a great episode.
So they, as we saw in the last episode, they fly to Vegas. You know, Whitney wants to do a nice bonding trip with all the girls. you know. So they're doing their Vegas trip. They all get to Vegas. Mm-hmm. As we last time we talked about, you know, half of the group went riding in their race cars, and
mm-hmm.
then Jen and Heather went shopping. That's when Jen dropped the, you know, the ball on Heather, saying she's still really mad at Whitney for ruining her husband's party.
Even
which she never really you ruined the
you
party.
Ruined it, and it was all squashed in those bathtubs.
And the bathtub, I mean, you could tell Jen just said sorry because she had to. Like her face was
yeah.
like,
yeah,
but like
face
again,
was not
she
sorry.
Has an issue. Jen is not a grown ass. Woman, she
no.
behaves like a petulant, spoiled 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a lot of all the ones that act out like this, like the
yeah.
Kellys, the her, they all have one thing in common, is that they're all really dumb. Like they're dumb women. I don't want to call them dumb women, but like they're very ignorant. Not very high IQ'd women. And there was, and the, like, mm-hmm. they just don't get it. They don't get how they act. They just are unaware. They're ignorant, unaware women. They're ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like they're not dumb.
Teresa.
It's the same way. Like, can't take criticism, just reacts crazy that where it's unwarranted because she's a dummy. She's an ignorant dummy.
But Jen makes Leanne Locken look sane.
Oh, I know. Like, but that was the thing with Leanne Locken. I don't think Leanne's dumb. I think Leanne is just cuckoo.
Right. No, I
like,
agree.
That's not like an ignorant, like, I'm going to yell at you. But it's like Jen's yelling at people for wrong reasons. She's mad at people for things they didn't even do or say.
I feel like she's mad at people for the sake of being mad at people.
For the sake of being mad at people.
So she, Heather tells Whitney that Jen is still pissed at her about ruining Coach Shaw's party. And Whitney's like, thought it was squashed because her and Lisa Meredith have made up.
Yes, they made up when they went car racing. And then, so after the car racing, they all supposed to go to a dinner.
Yes.
And Meredith and Lisa, they get to the dinner first and they're talking with each other. And they're like, you know, I'm so glad that we made up with Whitney. Like, you know, she said, sorry, I really felt that apology. Mm-hmm. And they're both like, you know what? I'm good now. She said, sorry, like, let's move on.
Yeah,
like,
we talked it through.
We talked it through. Good. It's great. We're
like
adults.
Like adults.
Mm-hmm. Then Jen shows up. She walks down. Immediately sits at the table and pissed. She has her scowl on her face.
She wants Whitney to be held accountable.
And they're like, she's going on about Whitney again. They're like, but you're still mad at Whitney? And they're like, and then they're like, well, we actually were just talking and we, you know, she apologized to us.
And
we're good now. So like, hopefully you two can get in that place. You're good. You're choosing her over me. And they're like, what are you talking about? We just said she apologized. How can she lie about you? How can you accept it? And they're like, well, we just said she apologized.
And we talked it through.
So we accepted the apology. We move on. That's what people do. And then 2 seconds later, I just don't understand. I don't understand. How could you be a friend? How dare, it's her or me? And they're like, as we said, for the three times before, she apologized and we accepted it. That's what adults do. So then she finally screaming at them again, basically like, you have to choose a side, which she's done multiple times. Again, for a fight that no longer exists. It's just crazy.
And it's ridiculous.
And Meredith does her, I'm such a Meredith. I would be a Meredith in every one of these situations.
She goes, she's so good.
She does her lines because I'm disengaging. You're not going to tell me who I'm friends with.
Yeah, because we're not in middle school.
Goodbye.
She leaves. But I did like that she kind of explained that it's triggering for her because her parents were divorced.
And they yelled all the time.
And she was always in the middle. And she's like, it's a trigger for me. And
people were screaming at me. And I'm the same way. People yelling, I cut off and I have to leave. I'm the same way.
Because like it's too chaotic. Yeah. It's like it's.
And so she storms off. Meredith, she storms away. And then.
And Jen also says, you think Whitney's a better friend than me? Then fine, go be friends with her.
And she was like, she never said you weren't a good friend. No, literally, all they said was, we forgive. She's mad they forgave Whitney, period. Mm-hmm. That was it. So then finally, Whitney and Heather get down there at the worst time. And Lisa's trying to calm down crazy Jen. And then she just sees Whitney and Heather and just. Whitney thinks they're good at this point. Heather kind of knows they're not good, but like, you know, doesn't really want to get into it. They wanted to have a nice dinner and Jen sees them and basically tries to like beat them up. Like she smacks Heather for just standing there and she got her finger in her face, like clenching her fist, like with you motherfucker. Like, and she was like, what are you talking about?
So we're just having dinner.
Unhinged.
It really. And why does she have a freaking bodyguard? Why does Jen Shaw?
Why does she have a bodyguard? Why does she have an entire glam squad? This is another thing with these women.
I agree.
Like,
I know what you're gonna say, and I agree already.
You need this whole freaking glam squad to go to your little one night trip in freaking Vegas. Who are you to need it? You're the wife of a college basketball coach. Like, who do you? You're not Jennifer freaking Lopez.
I know.
Like,
who
do you think you are? Oh, I have my Shaw squad, like, or whatever it calls it. It's like, get freaking over yourself, woman.
And you have
these
multiple
women,
assistants.
These women are such narcissists.
It's gross.
Like, Of course, you're all narcissists. You're on a TV show about yourself. Like, we're all little narcissists. All of the women are. Right. Of course. But, like, to think that you're this extra, like, you're not a freaking princess. Like, that. No. Like, what? Who are you trying to, like, clearly she's going to be on TV. She wants to, like, convey this air mm-hmm. about her. But it's so inauthentic. Everything she says is inauthentic to me.
The glam squads have to go. Like, why are they on camera? So, why do they get so much camera time? It's
fine if you have a makeup and hair artist. I mean, great, let them do it. Like, but when you have like 50, like six people to do it, it's like, it's such a waste of money. It's just stupid to me. It's stupid to me.
And how?
Can you not just do it yourself? Or do you need that much work to look decent on TV?
That's
what I'm saying.
I was trying to find a nice way.
And they look worse. When Jen's home, and I just looked at the scene, she was home with no makeup talking to Sharif. Mm-hmm. She looked so much better.
Yeah.
She really did. She looked years younger.
I know.
And I was like, oh, you're actually like a pretty woman with all of it. No, it's going to sound like mean. No, especially in her little, you know, when the each scene starts and it like flashes to them in their dress, kind of posing with their name. Yeah. Like not in the intro, but like in between scenes.
Yep.
Look at Jen Shaw's. It's her gaze with the dress and her hand on her hip. And she does this gaze with her face and her body. She looks exactly like the gremlin woman. And Gremlins, the sexy gremlin. You remember the woman?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the redhead. Okay, it's the same look in the eyes. It's glossed over like, I'm a gremlin. Ew, and it's like this weird gaze tilt. I'm sorry. It's so mean. But that one little clip of her gives me such lady gremlin energy. And she acts like a gremlin.
She does. I also hate Whitney's, that awkward dance she does.
Yeah. Whitney's confessional looks. She looks like a different person in every single confessional look.
And some of her makeup needs a lot.
Well, you could see in different interviews, she had different phases of Botox. Because in one of them, her eyebrows are so arched.
Yeah.
It's one of the looks. They are so much more arched than the other looks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh. You had a fresh pint of Botox there when you did that interview.
I also like Jen called Coach Shaw, who seems like a lovely man.
Yeah, he gives me like, what does he remind me of from Robin's husband?
Oh, Juan Dixon.
Juan Dixon.
Yeah, I love Juan Dixon. but she's, you know, bitching to her husband on the phone and says, well, Meredith can storm out and I can't. Well, Meredith didn't storm out.
You drove her out.
She was very calm.
Calm. And it's like, they can all flip out. And it's like, but they didn't flip out. You're the only one that flipped out. Like, oh, so I'm the loud one? Yeah, you are the loud one. Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying my opinion. No, you're not. You're yelling at everyone and you're irrational and you make no sense. You just get wound up and just start verbal diarrheaing things that aren't have anything to do with what we're talking about. You're just like, God, she drives me nuts.
Me too. So all the girls minus Jen go into one of their rooms to like process everything.
Oh yeah.
And Whitney tells Meredith that Jen said stuff about Meredith's marriage.
She did.
And basically that Meredith was like cheating on
her husband. She was majorly insinuating it and even showed her pictures that she tried to take of Meredith and a man that were blurry. Like she was full on trying to get that spread around on the show. It's on camera. Like we all saw it.
Yeah. And Meredith basically is like, look, me and Seth, her husband, have been separated off and on for a really long time. And sometimes they see other people.
Yeah. That's what happens when people get separated.
Yeah. So Jen, you just love and to add drama.
So they're at this, you know, they go to this hypnotist therapist woman.
Really quickly though, Heather, I think it was Heather, said that Jen has left. Jen has left Vegas.
Yes. Well, because she texted her apparently in the morning being like, I'm leaving, like come pick up your stuff. And then there was no answer from her. And so she thought she had left, or she told her she's left.
No, she told her that she was on the way to the airport.
So then Heather, you know, on her, is up to her room to get the stuff she went shopping with. And she walks in and Jen's in the room with her six glam squad getting glam. And she was like, oh, so you're here, but you said you left. Again, it's just for attention.
Yeah. Like, she was like, well, I just decided to stay. So then they go to the hypnotist.
Okay. So they go to this big old house somewhere in Vegas with this real glamour puss lives there. Yeah. Who is a renowned hypnotist, like famous self-help guru woman.
Something Friedmutter was her last
apparently
name.
She is a real famous one. I saw on Watch What Happened Live, Andy was like, my friend told me, oh my God, you got her on the show? Apparently she's a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so she lives in this really cool, like It was like a medieval castle when you walk in.
I know,
in.
It was really interesting.
Really interesting. Yeah. But she has long flowing red hair and mm-hmm. you know, she gives major dynasty vibes, which mm-hmm. I loved. She should just be a housewife. Just add her in.
Right.
God damn it, dogs. Sorry.
Yeah, and Lisa also really quickly FaceTimes Mary, who did not go on the trip, to tell her about Jen. And Mary's like, I've been telling you guys that she's crazy.
Mary is with her crazy face. She's like, well, what do you expect? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, it's Jen Chaw.
Yeah. Poor Mary.
Poor Mary.
Okay, so they're at the hypnotist house.
And then Glate comes in, Heather, with Jen. So they're all like, oh God.
Everyone's like, what? Because they thought she'd left.
So then they all kind of confront their issues mm-hmm. at this house. So they go into a new room, like this mm-hmm. living room area. They're all sitting on the couch. And the crazy lady, hypnotist lady, I mean, she's not crazy, but she's, you know, crazy, mm-hmm. Is like, we're going to play a fun game. We're going to play a fun game. Mm-hmm. It's called Truth Lie, Truth Lie, Truth Lie, Truth Lie. That's what she does. Flips her hand around, Truth Lie, Truth Lie. Mm-hmm. So it was like, trust, not trust.
Yes.
It's like, who trusts, who doesn't trust, whatever. They go down the line. Everyone raises their hand if they don't. No one raises their hand
for anyone
until they get to Jen. Every single one of the people raises their hand, said they don't trust Jen. And then they get to Jen. Who does anybody not trust? Heather. Of all people. And then Jen raises her hand for Heather.
Goes up, and Heather's the only one that defends her.
Only one. Mm-hmm. And it shows the montage of her running after her every time Jen has had a conniption fit. Like running. Mm-hmm. She's the only one who runs after her, calms her down, like quells the moment. Mm-hmm. And she raises her hand for Heather. Heather cannot catch a break with these women.
No, she really
can't.
She's
she's like a kicking post or whatever. I don't know if it's a term, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So next.
So they do that. And so basically they're all like, Jen, you're in the wrong. Like you expecting all of these apologies you want, but like mm-hmm. you don't apologize for anything you do. And now your issue, that was the issue, doesn't matter anymore because we're all pissed at you now. You are now the issue and you have to understand that. And so, and then Meredith brings up, because this is what drives me most nuts about Jen. She's every scene, I'm a ride or die friend. I am loyal. It's always those biatches that mm-hmm. always go on about loyalty who are never loyal.
Right.
Like anyone, I'm loyal. Where's the loyalty? First of all, you're not like a freaking godfather. You're not a mob boss. You don't need loyalty like they're your hench people. Mm-hmm. Like, get over that. That's not how adults freaking work. They don't give blind loyalty to anybody and let you behave like a crazy person. Right. But I'm loyal to them, even though they're wrong. I'm just going to protect them. Like, no, that's not what a healthy friendship is like. So first of all, mm-hmm. you get that out of your head, Jen Shaw. You need to reframe that brain work there.
Yeah.
But then secondly, she's the one talking shit about other people's marriages. Like so much worse than what, mm-hmm. like she's so mad because Whitney caused problems with her marriage, even though the problem was only because mm-hmm. how Jen handled it.
Right.
Jen could have said like, okay, stop talking. Like this is my party. Like I don't want to mm-hmm. talk about it now. Move on. No, she made a scene and left her husband's party. You ruined the party, Jen. You. And that's what she doesn't understand. Your actions are what causes these problems. You react. It's your reaction from people that causes drama. Hell yeah. Nobody cares mm-hmm. otherwise. Like you cause it. And so basically Meredith lays it down. And mm-hmm. I feel like Jen is desperate. You can tell she's desperate for Meredith and Lisa's approval. Because you can tell she thinks they're real chic, like women that were from New York and they lived elsewhere. And they're these like, you know, they come across chic, you know, they're these chic women. And she wants to be running that crew.
Right.
And so you can tell she's like, so Meredith is like, basically, you know, lays it down to her being like, you don't talk about me. You better apologize. So Jen, that's the only time Jen can kind of bite her tongue.
Right.
So she's trying to apologize. This is my favorite part. And every time there's always like a qualifier, like, I'm so sorry, but and then the redheaded woman with her long flowing, flowy locks is like, Well, no, 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 that's not an apology. Just say sorry, sorry, sorry. Just say sorry, say sorry. You're going to feel so much better. Just say sorry. So she's like, mm-hmm. Jenna's giving the eyes like, women, you better shut up. I'm going to kill you. She's apologized again. And she goes, again.
Yeah, it was
she
goes, amazing.
No, no, no.
It was
say
amazing.
You're sorry. So then she says her things with no qualifier. Mm-hmm. And is that kind of how it ends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a crazy thing. So Friedmutter it's Kimberly Friedmutter. So when I was a publicist in Vegas, one of my clients was Friedmutter Architectural Group. Oh. And Brad, the owner,
is her husband. Oh, so yeah.
Brad. He was really nice. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. They seem kind of cool.
They're huge in Vegas. I feel
their house was like, from the front of it, looked amazing. It was really cool.
They do a lot of hotel stuff and, you know, things like that. But so it'll be interesting to see how Jen goes, you know.
Because next week's the finale. So it's going to be Heather's opening of her, you know, her aesthetics bar.
Her new beauty lab.
Yeah, the beauty lab. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, first of all, it shows the preview and Meredith is wearing a...
that was weird.
Full-on beaded face mask. Like, I mean, a mask, not just covering your mouth, like full face.
Yeah.
It's like a mask that covered from forehead to chin, but it's see-through, but it's all crystals.
But I wonder, I don't know when this was filmed. I feel like it was pre-COVID.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right? It's definitely not COVID.
So it was just a fashion statement mask.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But it's clearly probably her son had her wear.
Yes.
Brooks Marks.
I liked him at first. Now he's wearing on my nerves.
Too. He's kind of wearing on my nerves. He's a little odd.
He is
like
odd.
Like the things he like freaks out about. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mom, the dog pooed on the floor. It's like, you have to call your mom to say the dog pooed on the floor.
I know. Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Like, stop being a baby. I mean, it's just, he's a lot. So that was our speed read through.
That was a speed read through. It was basically me angry.
It was. But you had there's a lot to be angry about.
It's because I watched it this morning with Jen. So it's fresh in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to just like, pinch her.
Yeah. Oh, and this is reality because it's a documentary. Yeah, you guys, the QAnon.
Oh, yeah, you were telling
me. The QAnon documentary on Vice is so good.
I need to watch this.
You need to see it. They're crazier. I mean, I knew that they were off the rockers, but this, it's unbelievable.
I know. I follow this one Instagram account that gets all the QAnon people from Parler and like shows everything they're like messes each other.
I'm on it.
They're just fucking batshit crazy.
It is crazy, but it like talks about like the origin of QAnon and like how it got people to, you know, ride the train and whatever. And I mean, and every person that is involved says the same things. And they even talked about those things on the show.
Yeah.
Like
they all say the same thing.
Like, well, I've done a lot of research.
If I hear one more person talk about their damn research, what is this research you speak of? How did you do it? Mm-hmm. Oh, you Googled stuff from QAnon websites? Not research.
No, I mean, I'm sure I can research hard enough to find that unicorns really existed.
Of course you can. Oh, you know? Do the research. Or if you confront them, because I mean, in the past I had been like, well, why don't explain why this makes sense? And their only response is, hey, do your own research. And I'm like,
form your own opinion.
So that's what I said. And I'm like, I have done research and it says the opposite of what you're saying, which is why I'm asking you to explain it. I have actual research, not this dumb fuckery that you keep putting around. Part of my language.
No.
It gets me angry.
It gets me angry too. And they were talking about the adrenochrome because it is used for medical purposes, but it's not harvested from scared babies.
No. And I'm sorry, Lady Gaga doesn't have like a basement of babies. Is she sucking like their blood? Like what? Like
there is so
literally
ridiculous.
No even like how does that even begin? There's not even a shred of evidence. So how do you even get to that point? And that's the whole thing.
Oh no, Michael, there is evidence.
Yeah, there's evidence.
We just have to do our research.
You have to do our research. Sorry, mm-hmm. sorry. But and like, but they won't show it to anyone. Where is this research? Where is it? Then show it. Show it to the entire world and then we'll validate you, but you haven't.
Oh, and the people that I know that are QAnoners, you don't care about child sex trafficking? Of course they care about child sex.
Trump's the only one. And it's like, again, fake actually less children were rescued from child sex trafficking under Trump. He spoke about it more. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did that. But statistically, under the Trump administration, compared mm-hmm. to the last 4 years of the Obama administration, mm-hmm. Trump, it was less. It was a lower percentage.
Right.
So that's research. That is straight up statistics. You can't right. mess with that. So it's, again, it's just all this bullshit that I know, ignorant
yes.
Jen Shaw type people that aren't mm-hmm. that smart to begin with, but so they're going to believe whatever sounds outlandish and fits with their perspective of life already. They're just going to go with it.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to see the documentary. The final part airs tonight, and they did a really good job because they talked to both sides. You know, they got both different yeah. opinions, and I was like, well, this just further confirms.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy. Cult. It's just so stupid.
It is. It's
a
cult.
It's a stupid cult. It's a cult that's like, it's 2021 now. Like,
yeah.
You don't have an excuse to be that stupid. I guess you do, though, because now we have technology to manipulate people. But like, oh, God, stupid people drive me nuts.
I know. I know. I can't wait for I kind of want to watch it with you because you're going to get so angry.
I'm going to get so angry.
Okay, well, I guess we can wrap it up.
On that note, everybody have a great weekend. Spread so much love and kindness.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Obviously, don't drink and drive.
Be nice to your pets.
Be responsible. Be good to your pets. Be good to your family.
Be good to your body.
And be good to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the morning, I want you to look in the mirror.
Like Brandy?
Yes.
Brandy Redmond.
Oh, I do that in the morning too now. And really?
I need to.
I kid you not, Lisa. Positive affirmations when I wake up in the morning.
What do you say?
Well, I YouTube them. So like I have a bunch of like videos on YouTube, like positive affirmations.
Yeah.
Like a 5 minute one. And they're all different ones being like, you know, like you are motivated. You are, you know, you deserve this. Like you are healthy. You are strong. You want to accomplish things.
And
if you say it out loud and do it, like it really kind of pumps you up and like your brain okay. changes. Like every morning now I'm like, I'm waking up earlier and I'm just like, okay, I'm ready to start my day. It really is good. And it's true. There's science behind that.
Because I am one of those people that when I'm in the shower, I'm like, oh.
Exactly. So like try to turn that to positive thinking, just being like, I'm going to accomplish things. Like I am, like I don't have anxiety. Like this is not going to stop me today because like I have to do this and like I am worthy of this. And like mm-hmm. I want to do this. And like you right. just kind of say it over and over.
Okay.
And you're like, get out that shower and you're like, guess what? I'm going to do it.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's like that SNL. Remember the SNL skit? I'm the guy with the blonde hair and doggone it, people like me.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he did that. Uh-huh. That was really funny. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna try it. Yeah. I'm gonna try it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. State of mind, everyone. Be positive. Love y'all. See you next week.
Bye.